Division Series.
Oh, why he works so hard, it seems like he's never got time, because he writes every note, he writes every line, and I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at Chenal.com.
All right, 10:09. Welcome to the Zone. Wally Hall, Justin Akre, and Christina LeCure are here to fill us in on everything you need to know about everything you need to know. We're actually going to talk about a couple of golf-related items today. The President's Cup is this week, and it has not gotten a lot of fanfare, Christina.
It hasn't, except for by us Canadians. It's the first time in a long time that a Canadian's been on the President's Cup team, so we're pretty excited. Graham Dillette representing. Pretty solid.
He was Mike Weir ever on the President's Cup team?
He may have been a long time back. I mean, obviously, he hasn't played extremely well since, 2003.
He won a major and got all cocky.
Yeah. He's had some struggles. He's had some issues. I think he was having some back issues, which...
A lot of people do. Phil Wilson.
This place is just reeking with back issues. If I can walk out of here, I'm standing up. I'm pretty going to be thrilled.
For those who listen Monday.
It's not contagious.
Don't rub your back on me just to be safe.
Exactly. Stay far away.
Wally's battling a back. And Phil on Monday locked up and screamed out as though he'd been stabbed and fell to the floor while we were broadcasting from the Little Rock Touchdown Club. But nothing cures a bad back like a winning ball game. And last night, his Pittsburgh Pirates... back in the playoffs for the first time in forever.
21 years.
I mean, I was in high school the last time they made the playoffs. Does that help you? It'd be more impressive if you were in high school the last time they made the playoffs, but still, saying something.
I went to high school?
Wow. If only barely. Anyway, so congratulations to the Pirates. And, again, I saw something online about this, and I don't know how to feel about it. I could go either way on it. But these one-game play-in celebrations like we had yesterday, or the one-game wild card, which is even dumber because they actually plan on those, one-game play-ins after 162, it's like, what's your rush? You played 162 games, and you got to play a one-game wild card playoff? The whole thing is nonsense to me. It drives me crazy. I'd rather they played a doubleheader, and then if they have to, play a one game the next day. Something. But I hate the one-game deal. Anyway, but the whole champagne celebration after one win, it's like, hey, we're the champs of the wild card.
And it almost jinxed you.
I agree. I mean, like, you don't see guys going champagne after winning the AFC title, do you?
Nope.
You don't see guys going champagne after winning the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, do you?
When you're the champion, you deserve champagne.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing, boys. It's been 21 years. These guys are thrilled to death. Let's be honest. Come on, let them celebrate a little. It's 21 years. I know you're supposed to be like, act like you've been there type of thing, but guess what? They haven't been there in 21 years.
It's supposed to be another day at the office.
Some of the people that listen to this station are less than that.
They haven't reached the goal yet.
Hey, they've gone farther than they've ever gone in 21 years, so I'm going to be all about it. Let's. You know what? I celebrate when I made the first stage. Even though you didn't get your card, you're still past that stage. You're thrilled to death. It's your first time in however long. Come on.
Okay, if they win the World Series, I'll say you're right.
You know what? They may or may not make the World Series, but to them, this is like winning the World Series. They have not gotten this far in so long. Come on, you're not telling me, Justin, you'd drink champagne if the Cubs did that?
Well, he will anyway.
Nah, I drink champagne because it's Wednesday.
He celebrates days that end in Y.
Exactly. Today I'm going to go home and drink champagne because I got to be on the air with Wally Hall. I'm so excited about that, but I think it's a little silly to celebrate it. And yes, I just don't know what the significance of it is. If they beat the Cardinals, that would be awesome. I will drink champagne if the Pirates beat the Cardinals because I hate them. And I just realized why the Cubs suck so bad. A, they're not good, admittedly. And yes, they did fire their manager. But also, they had three teams in their own division make the playoffs. I mean, that's pretty tough.
Are you a Cubs fan?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. Where have you been? No offense.
Well,
come on,
Wally and I don't ever talk baseball.
That explains a whole lot.
Exactly. There's no doubt.
That anger. Now I know.
There you go. There's where it stems from.
I'm angry about a lot of things. I'm angry about the Cubs not making the playoffs.
Me too.
I'm hopeful, though, that the Cardinals get knocked out. So go Pirates.
Are we going to discuss what happened last night at that game, too?
We will.
Later?
We will. Because there are actually two things that happened.
Okay, cool.
That are related to that. I'm also angry about our NYPD picks of the year. I'm not doing very well.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably because the Cubs are in there.
As I've said before, the Pigskin Preacher, who will be back this week, should probably give it all up and go be a prognosticator in Vegas.
Showing no humbleness.
None.
And he's a preacher.
He's killing us. I am in dead last, tied with Chris Kane and Phil Elson at 22-10 on the season, which, frankly, I'm pretty happy with. Now, admittedly, we're not betting against the spread.
Right.
But most of the games we're picking are within 3 to 5 points.
Yeah, you make it hard when you give us those picks.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot. I'll put it to you this way. We're not picking Georgia State, Alabama this weekend.
There you go.
Okay.
Where's Vickery?
Vickery is doing better than us. 25-7. You're 23-9, so you're better than I am. And the Pigskin leading the way at 26-6.
Nobody's going to catch him.
Yes. Bill's only one game back. He actually missed three this week, so he had a terrible week for him.
Pigskin missed three?
I know. That's like he doubled his season total for losses.
I bet he takes his Sunday off.
He's mourning his losses. Today in the Zone, we're going to talk to Mick Hubert, the voice of the Florida Gators, who has he's got a very distinctive voice. And like I was telling the guys on the morning show, I will never forget the Wandy Pierre-Louis call. And I wish we had it. I think Joe Franklin deleted it from the system because I kept playing it over and over again because as a born loser and a Cubs fan, which basically are synonymous, I find it cathartic to wallow in self-pity. So when your team loses, especially on a dramatic play like the Reggie Fish fumble, I find it very therapeutic to play something like that and just listen to it over and over again and sort of continue to dig those little knives in you. It's like in the old school when you had a sickness.
Yes.
They put leeches on you, Wally. And so that's the way I do it. I sort of bloodlet by suffering. And then I'm over it. And I'm like, okay, I've suffered enough. It's time to pick myself up by my bootstraps and move on. But I will never forget that game as long as I live. I will never forget that call. And Mick Hubert has one of those distinctive voices and distinctive ways of broadcasting that will stay with you.
And you're a Cubs fan.
Yeah. You're having a hard
well,
time.
I just can't
over
get over this. It's like just doesn't. It might take the whole 3 hours to sink in.
We're gonna talk about a couple of golf-related things. Corey Biggs is coming in from the first tee of Central Arkansas. They have not one but two events to talk about, including a marathon on Friday that is right up my alley. I have zero interest in running 26.2 miles. As I said yesterday, if somebody put a gun to my head and said run 26.2 miles, I'd say let's cut out the middleman. Just pull the trigger and let's be done with it already. Now, this kind of marathon is up my alley. It's a golf marathon. Details to come. And there's also an event they're going to talk about later. We also have a charity golf tournament for Cartide that my man Jack Langford's coming in to talk about. So we'll visit about that. And we'll talk about the Razorback-Florida matchup. And Wally, a little bit more about the A&M game from last weekend as well. I want to get some final thoughts on that. Let me take a couple of calls here and hit on a couple of notes from the world of Major League Baseball. We do have a couple of Arkansans playing in the postseason.
We do.
Yes. Including a guy that will be on the mound Thursday. Nick.
Hey, guys. Congratulations to the long-suffering Pirates fans out there, the Andy Pearsons and Phil Elsons of the world.
Long-suffering?
Got to give it to them.
That's not long-suffering. 21 years is a drop of in a bucket
right.
Compared to some people's suffering. But, yes, I'm happy for them.
Okay. Well, they hadn't even made the playoffs, and at least the Cubs got to a World Series in that span of time.
Well, the last time they made the playoffs, they got swept by the Arizona Cardinals 3-0. So
This is true. I don't. What's up with Dusty? I don't know. He's got to have the patience of Job to go through the kind of suffering he's gone through.
That is true.
With several different teams.
Oh yeah, Dusty's been so close yet so far away.
Well, don't give up on your marathon career either, Justin. That's something that'll hit you in midlife when you see your youth receding in the rearview mirror. You'll probably want to run a marathon.
No, I'll never want to run a marathon. But thank
you. Yeah, but I'm with you, though. I'm with you. The one-game playoff is ridiculous, although it does provide a sort of climax, kind of one of those winner-take-all Game 7 kind of scenarios. So, last night's game was electric.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me about it, though, Nick, is that you play – I mean, like, for comparison's sake, like the NBA teams I could see going one game, you know. They only play 82 games in the regular season. So, again, earning your way in is so meaningful. When you play 162 games, though, it's
– Right.
It
your,
just
your
kills me
should
this.
Not be decided by one game.
No,
because,
I mean, again, you make one bad pitch and you have a great season and all of a sudden you're out of the playoffs. I mean, that's stupid to me.
Cueto made two bad pitches in the second inning. I agree with you. That's a harsh way to decide an entire year's body of work. But in reality, the Reds had a chance. They had a four-game series. They had three over the weekend and one last night where they lost all four, and they could have had home field advantage if they had won two out of three over the weekend. So in a way, it was not a one-game playoff.
Yeah, but you know this too. I mean, although I will say last night that was about as good an atmosphere as you're ever going to see at a major league game. Home field advantage is a lot less meaningful in baseball than any other sport.
I heard you say that. I heard a few others. I think Matt Jones said that. I don't know. I have to watch that game last night.
I think basketball is the biggest advantage out of the big three
the
sports.
Crowd's on top of you and all, but in football, you know, it's such an intense atmosphere as well. But that game last night, you cannot deny the fact that that crowd had Cueto rattled.
No question.
Well, all right, guys, I'm going to be rooting for the Pirates against the Cards, so I'm with you there. So go Pirates.
All right, thanks, Nick. Appreciate
it.
All right, man.
Later.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Up.
When I think about baseball, everybody thinks about Alex Rodriguez, Jeter. What about Cabrera?
What about him?
Face the baseball. Nobody gives him enough credit.
He gets all sorts of credit. We sang his praises last year after he won the won the Triple Crown. So, yeah, he's awesome. Okay. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about him as the playoffs get going. General Ben.
Yes, sir. I agree with the young lady there about the celebrating with the champagne with the Pirates because of the 21 years they haven't been in the playoffs. But I believe there's three NFL teams, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, and the Detroit Lions, if they ever win their prospective championships for their league and go ahead and they're headed to the Super Bowl, I think they might have a little champagne party or beer bust or something because those owners want that off their back. So I like champagne party is just fine for the Pirates there.
I agree. Good call, gentlemen.
This is from a guy who doesn't drink, but that's cool.
and I disagree, and we all know that General Ben is going to a new level in his life.
Oh, I am.
You mean recording spots for the Buzz?
Yes.
Yes, he is a paid endorser, or at least an endorser.
What? Yeah. I'm missing this. What are you endorsing now?
He's go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say they're getting some of us guys that have called Randy's show or whatever for many years to do spots for Double B's gas station.
I got you.
And so I recorded mine yesterday. I don't believe they're on the air yet. But
Wally's familiar, though. Wally's an insider now. He's part of the family.
Yeah.
New level. A male voice model, Ben. That's you.
Oh, since you said that, a male voice model, I got to tell you, and I told you this before, anytime you have ladies with pretty voices on the air talking sports, your ratings skyrocket. I do know people and what they listen to and what they like, and ladies talking sports on the radio, you can't beat it with anything. It gets them ratings up, I guarantee you.
Okay. Thanks, General Ben.
Well, thank you.
Boy, it's gone to his head.
Oh, my gosh.
Male voice model gone to his head.
All right. Let's take Ronnie's call. And we have a couple of sidebar stories to last night. A couple of really, one was
crazy.
Tragic and one was strange
and
sad. But anyway, Ronnie.
Hey, Justin. First of all, about the game last night, they weren't in a playoff. They were playing one game to get in the playoffs.
Well, it's their wild.
And the second thing is, if the season had ended and the Rays were one game in front of the Rangers, they'd be in the playoffs. So it was one game to get into the playoffs.
Well, I'm talking about last night's. I mean, the play-in is one thing, and then I'm talking about the wild card. The wild card thing is bothersome for a couple of reasons. Wally and I are both bothered by the fact that you pour champagne on each other. First of all, that's stupid after a one-game playoff. Second of all, it's dumb that the goggles thing has got to stop. Look, if you're afraid of going blind because you get champagne in your eye, then don't go in the locker room after the game. I mean, what is this? I mean, the Sissification of America continues. I mean, really? Really? Can you see Terry Bradshaw putting on goggles when they're celebrating after the Steelers won a world championship in football? Come on, man. We're going to have Chris Carter on the show tomorrow, and I'm going to give him the come on, man, on that one.
All right, guys, I'll hang up and listen.
All right, I appreciate it. It's just, that drives me nuts, man.
That is
feminization
true. That is
of America.
Seriously, total.
Hey, I'm all about it.
Total sissification, and that's only for the radio. You know what it's actually called. A couple things. Last night, after the Cincinnati Reds blew it, not a great night for them.
No.
Some guy jumped off a bridge.
50 feet.
Yeah, that's too far.
Yeah.
I didn't see the final story. Did he make it?
I just read it. I don't.
In a another strange story, Matt Latos's wife, who is a, I guess he's a pitcher. I don't know anything about him.
I love the way you said that because you have no idea how to say his name. That's cool. Go ahead.
I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him. I don't follow the Reds. I don't really follow baseball because once the Cubs were out of it, which was like the second week of the season, I quit following the game very closely. He's not that relevant to most people. And guess what? Now that the Reds are out of the playoffs, he's not relevant to anybody except him and his wife. Anyway, his wife, her name is Dallas. At least that was her stage name, I assume. They apparently had a rough night in Pittsburgh last night. She went to live tweeting a personal beatdown that she took by some broad in the Budweiser bar at PNC Park. Got punched in the head at least three times by a Pirates fan, so this has been cool. I sense your sarcasm, Dallas. Spent most of the game talking to police. Fancy is one word that comes to mind. I was grabbed by my hair and beat in the head. Pretty sure it was intentional.
But you know what? When I read that story, did it say that it was a female that beat her up?
Yes. Oh, the story was some dude was mouthing off and he called her because she went. She spells it all out. At Dallas Latos, L-A-T-O-S. You can go through, or Latos. I don't know how you pronounce her name again. We will never talk about her again, so it doesn't matter. But go through her Twitter feed. It talks about what the guy called her, how the fight ensued, then the wife or the girlfriend, the significant other got into it with her, and that's how the fight began. And she says, I've also taken boxing lessons, and I didn't punch back. I was simply defending myself, so she covered up. Pittsburgh police can't arrest anyone on assault accounts, so I'm the one who spent the game talking to law enforcement after being attacked.
It goes on and on.
She goes, I boxed for fun and didn't even swing back because it was so uncalled for. Hey, dum-dum, no offense, but if somebody hits you, it's called for. Just saying.
Self-defense.
She says, every opportunity was given to Pirate Security to deal with this before it happened. Unbelievable. Well, people don't, I don't think security, I've never seen security get involved for guys yelling at each other. They don't normally jump in until there's a fist flying.
Well, she said there's a fist fight now.
Well, no, but she was saying before it happened. She's saying they could have jumped in before.
Between two chicks, you think even just a random guy in the bar would have been like, whoa, let's settle this down. That's usually what you'd think would happen. I mean, I feel like I would have stepped in or at least been like, whoa, can we just like chill out, pull the girls aside, because I don't want to see that. And
no.
I mean,
what would you have done if she grabbed your hair and punched you in the middle of that? Because I guarantee you, if this chick was dead set on beating up some woman she didn't know, she'd have been fine punching you.
Oh, for sure she would have been fine punching me.
Did you punch back?
Well, you know what is, we were actually at a bar one time and my friends, whatever, were about to get in a fight, and I literally was like, you know what? You need to chill out and da 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 da. And my husband, we were in Hot Springs. My husband's like, Christina, this is not a bar that, number one, you should be in. And number two, that girl right there, she is not going to think twice about punching you in the face. So you just need to back away.
Off mic, when we go to break, will you tell me the name of the bar? Because I was eating in one night.
Uh-huh.
And the manager came and got me. He said, there's a chick fight broke out. You don't need to be in here. And took me out the back door.
Really?
Yeah.
We were there because of friends, and it just comes off bad, but we were just different than the crowd that was in there. And my husband turned to me because I was kind of mouthing to her. I was like, hey, simmer down.
Must have been a biker bar.
It wasn't a biker bar. I was like, hey, girl, simmer down. He didn't mean to do it. Like, it was just, he brushed up against her. I was like, calm down. And my husband turned to me and he's like, she will not think twice about punching you straight in the face. And I had like a photo shoot or something like in the next week. He's like, you are not going to look good with a broken nose and a black eye. So just, Christina, let's leave. Like,
yeah.
You have no business being there.
I didn't get punched.
So I obviously have done that and stepped in. And my naivety, I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to calm things down. And obviously,
I've broken up many chick fights. I've broken up a lot of dude fights. I've never had anybody punch me in the middle of breaking up a fight, which is good.
I'm surprised, actually.
No, I have a good way. I can be a very calming influence.
Baz has it happen to him all the time.
Yeah, Baz doesn't break up fight. Baz is the guy that rolls the grenade in the room, pulls the pin, and goes, huh, what happened? Can't believe that blew up. My bad.
I saw him break up a fight and get punched right in that face.
Really?
And he just looked at the guy and said, that's a mistake.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Yeah. Oh.
Paul Chamorro points out that they don't have those kinds of bars in Hot Springs.
Oh, they don't?
Nope. So you can go to Hot Springs and not have that problem.
I love Hot Springs. I love everything about Hot Springs.
Eric says Latos is a stud. Okay, thank you, Eric, for that. Eric must be a Cincinnati fan. And actually, I think he's a Cardinals fan, so that's why I guess he respects him but doesn't like him probably. So there you go. Anyway, go Bucks. I hope they smash the – I'm going to stop this for just 1 second.
Because we want to take this Clark, call, whoever this person is.
Hey, Christina.
Yeah.
The bar, was it right across the street from Oaklawn and Hot Springs?
I'm not going to say.
Why not?
Because that's it.
No, you know what? Actually, I don't think it was.
Okay.
Nice try. Okay. Christina tells nothing.
I don't, because I love Hot Springs. I have a house there. I go there all the time.
It's not long shot.
I'm not
Everybody thinks it's long shot. It's not long shot.
It's not long shot. I do know that.
Nobody cares. It's okay. It's 10:28. We're taking time out. Come back. We're going to visit with Corey Biggs. Later on, Mick Hubert, the voice of the Florida Gators. The man whose voice will resonate with me for the rest of my life as a Razorback fan. I don't know that I'll ever get over it. With this, 'cause in the way out, why? Cash money.